You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. As a statistic, it's like what they call in the theater world the out-of-town tryout. It's the tally of people on payrolls added up by the payroll processor ADP ahead of the big Broadway opening, the official jobs report due 2 days later. Well, ADP reports today that there were 428,000 more people getting paychecks in August, but just half of what forecasters were expecting. Many a Wednesday, we consult Susan Schmidt in Chicago. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Well, that ADP number did come in well below estimates, adding only 428,000. In any other environment, 428,000 would be a really big number. Remember, before the coronavirus, we were happy if it was 150,000. But expectations were for 1 million jobs to be added, and that's because unemployment is so high. There is this expectation that we should have big numbers as the economy gets back into gear.
We should say, though, that last month, the July figure was way off if you compare the ADP number with the gold standard, the official government jobs report that comes out 2 days later.
That's right. And it's important to keep this in perspective. Last month, we saw the private payroll number at 160,000, but the government number that came out on Friday was 1 million. So I think what we need to remember here is that data is really hard to measure right now. We're in uncharted territory, and you need to look directionally where things are headed. I think this 428,000, while below expectations, is still very positive. We are moving in the right direction, and I think that's what investors will keep in mind.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, and you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.